Hi all, this is Jason here. I just read an article in today's Los Angeles, USA Today, and it's a little blurb in the middle of the whole article about the Fed doing quantitative easing too. They made their announcements. They're going to spend or counterfeit $600 billion over till June, buying in treasuries of various maturities. So, but there's a little blurb in there, a little snapshot that says, "Explaining quantitative easing," which is quantitative easing is just a euphemism for printing money out of thin air, and that's all that the Fed does. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to hit some of the highlights. The Fed creates money out of thin air, and then what they do is they buy treasuries that are already held by the big banks like JP Morgan or Wells Fargo or Chase. Maybe JP Morgan's part of Chase. Anyways, it buys them from the big Bank of America. Those are all the big dealers. So they basically give them money, dollars, digital with dollars, and the Fed takes possession of the treasuries. Well, that since the Fed didn't have the money to give them the money, they just create it. What this does when the banks receive that is, it depresses the price of treasuries. It actually increases their price, but lowers their yield. Because the Fed is a willing buyer and other people are willing to sell it to them. So it's just basic economics there. Supply and demand. The demand is hugely up and the supply hasn't changed. So the price goes up and the yield goes down. So that's how that happens. And it just depends on which ones they have. But this causes low rates. That is good for people that want to refinance, but it also causes unprofitable projects to look better than they really are, look profitable when later turn out to be busts, and that's what booms and busts are all created by. It causes people because the interest rate is manipulated by a couple men that work for the Fed instead of the market. Causes people that have savings accounts to earn practically no interest, and so they have to go risk their money in places they probably don't want to. But this money does not translate. This is the base. This is usually the Fed's balance sheet's usually the adjusted monetary base. It's the basis of the reserves of the banks, and the banks have to keep a teeny, teeny, teeny bit of money as reserves. The rest of the money they can loan out. But guess what? Bankers are terrified. They're sitting on $1 trillion in excess reserves from the money printing the Fed did in 2003. So nothing is going to change. The economy is not going to improve if the Fed prints this money and gives it to the big banks because they will just stockpile it on top of the $1 trillion they already have. And unless they loan it out, there will be no recovery. But the bad thing is, if they do loan the money out, which I don't think they will anytime soon, is that kicks off the fractional reserve money creation process, which takes the money the Fed creates and multiplies it throughout the economy. And that's what eventually gets deposited into your checking account. And that's what eventually increases the money supply. And that's how prices will rise. That's how you get, I don't know where you guys are at, but where I live, gas is at like 260. That's where you go from 260 to $4. And the more money they print, that eventually when the loans come, gas and bread and everything that you buy, probably not your wages initially, will go up. And so when the cost of things go up faster than your wages, most people call that inflation, but that's really just an increase in prices caused by central bank inflation of the money supply. Well, lastly, the Fed can reverse this process. What they do is they sell the assets that they created out of thin air. They sell them, but that reduces the money supply and puts the whole process into reverse. What typically happens there is you get a depression, and that's why the depression from 1930 to 33, all the banks went bust. The Fed didn't create money during that time. There was no FDIC creating money, and that's how you get an actually deflationary depression of the deflation of the money supply followed by a drop in wages and prices. They fear that because they've got a house of cards. The pain will be felt sometime. Till next time, be seeing you.